Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Lee, who's Executive Director with the Resource Commercial Flooring Network, and we're in San Francisco at their annual network meeting. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning, Kemp. Thank you.
Good to have you with us. You know, it's once a year I get to sit down and talk to you. Let's start out on who the organization is. You're an organization of about, I think you have 67 or so members, 100 different locations, and it's basically an organization of commercial flooring contractors, right?
That is right, Kemp. Yeah, this is our fifth year. We do these meetings once a year for that period of time, East Coast, West Coast, so we're very pleased to be out here in beautiful San Francisco.
Well, I got to admit, this is at the Ritz-Carlton up here on the hill in San Francisco, so it's first class. Tell us real quick, for those that need a refresher in their brain, Resource used to be actually linked to Interface. Give us a little of that background, would you?
Yeah, actually, Interface owned Resource. That was the combination of about 40 owned companies that we had purchased when I was with Interface, and 70 licensees. They owned that when that integration happened about 10, 15 years ago, divested themselves of their companies, and about 5 years ago, the licensees of Resource decided to buy the rights to the Resource name and distribution channel and take it private, and so we've been private for 5 years now.
So let's talk a little bit about, first, the tone of the members. You've been here, we're right in the middle of your meeting. How are the members doing? Are you feeling like business is coming back a little bit?
You know, I'm so pleased to tell you that walking around our trade show last night, talking not only our members but our suppliers, and every one of them, almost to the person, said what a high level of optimism the group has. And we've not seen that for many, many months. Everybody seems to be in a good mood in conversations and drilling down a little bit further. Everybody seems to finish 2010 better than they expected. So pretty good mood.
Actually, I walked around last night a little bit, too, and talked to a few of them, and they said that, yeah, it was, you know, slow, but around August, September or so, it started to pick up, and it's carried on and continued to do well through to right now.
That's correct. I shared with somebody last night, at the end of July, I was going to slip my wrist, but yeah, when August came and then through the rest of the year, it was a good close, so we're very pleased about that.
When you start looking at your organization, what value do you bring your members, do you think?
I think mostly, you know, these companies are really in the trenches every day. You know, they have their head down doing what they can do to survive and grow and be profitable. And we as an organization get to see it from a little bit different, higher up, kind of let them see what's coming over the hill, perhaps, with trends in the industry and get business in general. And then to drill down even a little bit further, we have a very, very large investment in training and support and, you know, best practices. We continue to look at our business plan and ask, you know, what value do we bring to you? And many of them say it's best practices and the ability to get together like at this meeting and share experiences.
You know, and everybody knows is the collective buying dimension of it, but there's also, I mean, it's primarily the network, isn't it?
You know, the buying is important because that helps fund some of these programs that I'm talking about, but it's the networking. It absolutely is sharing and hearing, is there a better way to do it? And if there is, can you help me? So it's a real good group for that.
The size, too, compared to some other folks out there, you're kind of in the middle. Obviously, there's a bigger group than this and a smaller group. So, I mean, it's just about the right size to be nimble and also be of value to the vendors, right?
Yeah, again, we this was not a mistake that we're at 67. Our goal is to be to 75, average $15 million each in sales or $1 billion. And we think that's big enough to be important, but small enough to be intimate, and that's really the business model.
And so what is your outlook for 11? I mean, I know that's kind of a crystal ball question, but what do you think we're going to see for 2011?
I think we're going to see continued slow growth. Certainly, we're no crystal ball with what happens in the geopolitical situation, but we're anticipating, you know, single-digit growth between now and the end of the year. You know, unless something, you know, catastrophic happens, it's going to be slow. And in fact, we hope it isn't just very, very quick growth, because that would kind of consume cash and make it very difficult. But we're hoping for a 4 to 5% year.
Actually, you brought up a good point there. It's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. You know, as things start to recover, some of the things you read, you hear about where you know that a recession is ending when you start to see companies go down. And you know, your members, do you think that they're, you know, they have the kind of backing to be able to survive through this ramp up? Because it takes a lot of money and capital to be able to take care of these big projects as they're starting to come back.
I think our group in general is stronger than most. We certainly make that a very, very high priority when we speak with them to make sure that their lending is in place and that they have conserved some cash, knowing that, as you said, it's on the upside when companies go out. It's not on the downside. So we hope that they're positioned well.
When you look at the vertical sectors in the market, where are they seeing the business right now? I mean, you know, I know during this downturn we've continued to see it in healthcare, and we've seen a little bit in institutional and government. But we also hear that on the corporate side, we're starting to see it on the replacement piece of that. Is that what you're seeing out there?
Yeah, replacement's starting to come back alive, and particularly the corporate market. I mean, it has only been the last 4 or 5 months that we're starting to see some real good activity there. And, of course, the majority of our group are corporate providers, so it's the good news for us. A lot of organizations had shifted to the assisted living and healthcare. We were probably slower to shift than most, and we had a focus on corporate, so I'm very, very pleased to see that coming back.
And what about hospitality and retail? You think that'll continue to be soft in 11?
You know, I hear that retail will be, but hospitality, I'm hearing some really, really interesting things as corporations start to spend and travel starts to go on. There's quite a few projects on the books with hospitality, so I'm expecting that to be a little healthier.
You know, I've looked at your agenda for this meeting, and it's very unstructured. Looks like it's, you know, you just really have given these guys an opportunity to, you know, spend time with each other and with the vendor partners. That's kind of your plan, isn't it?
Yeah, last year we just absolutely jammed them up every minute of the 3 days. They were scheduled to do something, either learning, and you know, we kind of said little teaching and no preaching this time. It's really getting face-to-face and sharing and actually celebrating a little bit the return of the business and the opportunity to get ourselves positioned for going forward.
All right, great, Ron. Well, I appreciate you having us out here at your meeting. Again, we've been talking to Ron Lee, who's Executive Director of the Resource Commercial Flooring Network, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDeli.net.